The US has entered the Israel-Iran war, with US warplanes and submarines striking three key Iranian nuclear sites on Sunday. This morning, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the government supports the US strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities, but indicated no Australian resources or support were contributed towards the attacks. International law experts and war reform advocates are urging the government to rule out any Australian involvement, having described the strikes as unlawful under the UN Charter. To hear more, I spoke to Dr. Alison Brunofsky from Australians for War Powers Reform.
We were opposed to becoming involved in this situation, and today, like overnight, we have changed our position to one of supporting the United States and Israel, and there is no cogent explanation for why that has happened. And the Australian people have a right to be appalled by the suddenness and lack of transparency with which this change has taken place. And if, in fact, recent opinion polls that we have seen are accurate, the Australian people have very little regard for the President of the United States and for the kinds of policies that he has been threatening to carry out and has now, in fact, done. And so where that leaves the Australian government is a very interesting question. And that's something that Australians for War Powers Reform are particularly concerned about. We have seen comments from Professor Don Roswell and Professor Ben Saul, both of them eminent professors of international law, saying that these attacks by the United States are contrary to international law. They are crimes of aggression. Now, does Australia, here's the question, does Australia want to be complicit in crimes of aggression against a country with which we have no need to make an enemy of? I can't believe that our government has done this overnight, and I don't understand their reasons for it.
And in terms of the government avoiding providing any support for this war, obviously the Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong and the Albanese have come out, like you said, overnight saying that they support the action, but they don't want to support any further escalation. What does that look like going forward?
I'm afraid that what that looks like to me is that without her sticking to the point that the government made a few days ago, that we were not going to be involved and that it was not anything in which Australia had any kind of interest, the important thing for Penny Wong and indeed Richard Marles to be saying is that Australian bases, American bases in Australia, let's say, will not be used for any form of support for this, that if they are involved, if Australia becomes involved, then US bases in Australia should not be used to push this war to further dangerous heights. And that is something that we've not heard them say. Furthermore, if in fact they have offered help to the United States or to Israel in this situation in Iran, such help and the reasons for it should be fully and urgently debated by the Parliament. Richard Marles himself, a couple of years ago, at the end of the War Powers Inquiry, promised more transparency and accountability. He promised the Australian people that. What are we getting? None. We need to understand what their reasoning is, why they are going to do this, and to be assured that they're not going to allow Australian bases, that includes Pine Gap, to become involved in a war of aggression.
And from what I've seen in terms of a response from the Australian public to these comments this morning, people are quite unsure where this leaves us in terms of our military alliance with the US moving forward, if the US does kind of engage in a
full-scale war, what our responsibilities as an ally would be?
Well, anybody who's been reading Hugh White's new quarterly essay would understand that, in fact, his argument, and that of, in fact, former Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser, is that the US alliance puts Australia in more danger than any we face from any enemy. And that's because it opens up the possibility of us becoming involved in a war that is not only illegal, but is not in our interests to have anything to do with.
Dr. Alison Brunofsky from Australians for War Powers Reform there, ending that report.